Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Amen. Amen. As we approach on our 66th annual camp meeting convention, 66 years this ministry has been alive. And doing the work of the work, the Lord. God is so good. The theme of the message or the series or the convention is KISS. 62? 3? I like 66. They got a better ring to it, don't they? Anyway, 60 something. Amen. What's the theme? KISS. Keeping it simple, sex.
Amen.
Amen.
All
right. We don't try to keep it simple. Amen. 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 All that deep and revelatory stuff ain't gonna do something to us. We need to hear from God.
Amen.
Jesus said, "It's though you teaching to a child the faith of a child."
Amen.
We need that.
Yeah.
Amen. So that we can grow into Him. Amen. God is doing some wonderful things. For every bad thing that happens in the world, God is doing something great in the world.
Amen.
And what He does great always overshadows or outweighs what the bad is. Amen. Because that's just the way our God is. And He is so powerful. We were coming from the banquet thing yesterday, and we passed by a church. I said this before, but yesterday it affected me, really. It kind of affected me yesterday. And we had one of the greatest discussions over it. They had painted their building white, and they had wrote on the side of the building. It looked like somebody did it with a paintbrush in their own writing. Jesus Only Church. To most folks, that don't mean much. But it meant something to me. Because immediately when I read it, I got to thinking, how can you possibly read the same King James Bible and not see the Father and the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
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 How can you read this Bible and deny the Trinity?
Come on now.
How can you read this Bible and say that there's not three entities and not just one?
Come on now.
Amen.
How can you possibly say that Jesus is the Father and He is the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
That's just like saying, I'm a father, but my son is a son, and he's got kids, but he's a father. He's my father. That's why it's important that we study, exactly, to show ourselves approved. And you'll be amazed at people that are getting caught up in this stuff. Because they're looking for something different. They're looking for something deep. And God ain't deep. God is simple. God's word is plain.
Amen.
And when you look for deep things, you find deep things.
Yeah.
And the deep things you find ain't what God purposed for your life.
Amen.
Amen. So it's important that we have a clear-cut understanding. And I think that the first lady came up with that. That's a wonderful thing. Keeping it simple, saints. And I was talking to Chancellor Mevin. He is too funny. He's an older gentleman, but he has so much knowledge. Amen. What was that message he spoke on yesterday?
Major in preparation, minor in performance.
He ministered on a message that was called Major in Preparation and Minor in Performance. And it was fabulous. And it was, he only went about 10 minutes, but it was fabulous. I got 3 days out of 10 minutes. And he's exactly right. Our study habits have to be major.
That's right.
And our presentation have to be minor.
Come on now.
Amen.
Because if you make your study habits major, what's in you will come out of you, and what seems to be minor will become a manifestation of who God is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Open up your Bibles to the book of Matthew. We're going to keep it simple this morning.
Amen.
The third chapter.
Wow. Amen,
Amen. When you're ready to find out how it is almost impossible to separate the Father and the Holy Ghost from the Son and make them one. Scripture is what it is.
Yes.
It's factual.
Yes.
You know, and folks fail to realize what it says in the back of the Bible. In Revelation, would say, if you change
one.
Of this word.
Yeah.
Just one. And we are changing this word every day so that we can teach a revelatory word. And if it don't inspire, encourage, uplift, and strengthen, then it's not revelatory.
Come on now. Amen.
The 14th verse, we're going to start the 14th verse. Well, let's go through 13. 13 says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Well, most folks say, why is that important? Go back to verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. When I was researching this, it kind of jumped up at me. And, you know, when you look up the word shoes in the Greek, it just means sandals or something that covers the bottom of the feet. But when you look at it supernaturally, it means that what he was saying was, the walk that I'm walking is nothing compared to the walk that he's going to walk.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Break it down. Amen.
That's why he's going to be mighty. Mm-hmm. So, Jesus coming from Galilee to Jordan unto John. And see, that scripture right there tells you that he's about to go through.
Yeah.
Because Jordan always represents trial and tribulation.
Amen. Amen.
To be baptized, and see, John was baptized in the Jordan. That's why he was always in a mess. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized with thee, and comest thou to me. He's trying to tell Jesus, look here, you need to be baptized with me. I don't have any right to baptize you. But see, what Jesus, the plan that he had was the fact that he had to go on with obey the word of God.
That's right.
Scripture had already predestined that he was to be baptized by John the Baptist.
Right.
So it didn't matter how John felt about it. It didn't even matter how he felt. He had to do what? He had to fulfill the scripture. That's what he had to do, was fulfill scripture. And that's the same thing we have to do in our lives, is to fulfill scripture. But it's impossible for us to fulfill scripture if we're not living by the correct word.
Amen.
Because most definitely you're going to live by the word that you associate yourself with. So, John forbids, look here, Jesus. I'm not worthy to be baptizing you. You need to be baptized in me. Jesus answered him, said unto him, suffer to be so now. Meaning, man, you better get in this water and baptize me. The word suffer in Greek means to render or to give. You better get in this water and do what you know you got to do. You already know the word, that you already know what you're supposed to do. Why would you allow your emotions to interfere with the ministry that you're supposed to be doing? You've already been doing ministry. You've been dealing with all these heathens, calling you a devil, and people throwing stuff at you and criticizing you, and now you want to get sentimental. You better get in this water. Suffer it to be so. For this is becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. For it's been accounted unto me to fulfill what is the right standing of God.
Amen.
Not based upon what I think, what I thought, what I heard, what I feel. It's based on scripture.
Amen.
And see, that's where we get caught up at. Because we do things based on how we feel about things.
Yeah.
We serve God based on what we see. And what we've been taught down through the past, or what we've heard, when God is saying, all I want you to do is live according to fact.
Amen.
Not fiction, but fact. And you can only do that by living according to the word of God.
That's right.
And it costs you to live according to this word.
Yeah.
It not only costs you your own self-righteousness, it costs you your feelings. In most cases, it'll cost you your emotions.
Yeah.
It'll make you stop hearing things that you think you hear and seeing things that you thought you saw.
Man.
So that you can align yourself with what the Bible, the Word of God, tells you.
Yeah.
It'll cause you to lose friends. That's why Jesus said, if you're not willing to lose mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, then you can't be my disciple. Because there's going to come a time in your life when the Word of God is going to put you to the test.
Yeah, come on now.
The Word is going to try you.
Yeah.
For the simple fact, it's going to try you because there are going to be people in your life and around your life that don't want what you want from ministry. They want it the way they want it because they like Burger King.
Woo!
God called us out.
Amen.
You say, I got to fulfill Scripture.
That's right.
It don't matter what them folks think. It don't even matter how I feel about what I'm about to do. I've got to fulfill Scripture.
That's right.
And then it says John suffered him. Mm-hmm. Or he did what he was supposed to do.
Right.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, the word baptized means to be immersed or put completely under. When he was baptized, Brother Eddie and I, we do the website. And just recently, God's been dropping it in my spirit. And I know a few folks getting upset with me that are viewing our website. The fact that, you know, first thing when you talk to people, you ask them if they saved or if they know Jesus. First thing they tell you, I was baptized when I was 3 years old. Or even if you read obituaries, the first thing you read in the obituary, they were baptized at the age of 15. It don't mean nothing. Because if you go down the center, you come up just wet, but you're the same way. You are in the same condition. So it's important that we change our lifestyle.
Come on now. Right. Amen.
Baptism has, all baptism does is it prepares you for the life that God wants you to live. Baptism is the beginning of your walk in God.
Amen.
But most folks assume that when they get baptized, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Jesus was baptized, and it says after he was baptized, he went straightway. We know the word straightway means immediately.
Yes.
Out of the water.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Jesus, help. What is about to take place here? There is a change of dispensation.
Yeah. All right.
We talked about dispensation last week. If you got a pen, you need to write it down. Dispensation or dispensational is a system of government or organizations of a nation or community, or a system of order and arrangement or organized arrangement. It's when time changes. The time period makes a change. Something else is about to take place. What's about to take place? Jesus is on the scene.
Amen. Amen.
He came straightway out of the water. Amen. And then the Bible says, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Somebody say heavens. We know that the word heaven or heaven speaks of the eternal dwelling place of God, but it also has some other meanings. The implication it means that it speaks of happiness, power, and the gospel. So when he was baptized by John the Baptist, fulfilling scripture that was in the Old Testament or in the everlasting gospel, he came up straightway out of the Jordan, because now it was time for the trial that was on John to no longer be in Christ.
My Lord.
So he came up straightway immediately.
Yeah.
He separated himself trial.
Yeah.
Well, trial that represents what? Discouragement?
Yeah.
Heartache?
Yeah.
Sickness?
Yeah.
Being bruised? Being abused?
Yeah.
Being persecuted?
Yes.
Why? How did he separate? He came to a place where none of that stuff would affect his ministry.
That's right.
He came up straight. And it says, and the heavens were open.
Yeah.
The word open means door or gate. Meaning that the dispensation of it. Remember when he said, when he was on the cross, and he said, for it is finished?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the veil was torn or rent or ripped apart or completely torn down.
Yes.
That is the door. That's why he was able to say, now that I have come up, I have fulfilled scripture by being baptized, you need to know that I am the door.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Glory. I'm the door.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that you understand that no man cometh unto the Father except through me. All these verses that speak of the Son being separated or different unto the Father, even though they are one. He opened up, it opened up unto him. If you look up the word unto, it means ice. It means to or into, indicating the point reached or entered a place, time, and purpose. He reached a purpose. The purpose of God was now about to manifest itself in the earth.
Yes.
John was just a messenger. He wasn't the purpose.
Right.
Come on now.
He was a temporary reason for the purpose.
Right.
See, folks, understand. John was born to do what he did.
Amen.
That's why it was so easy for him to be released when he was about to be died. Killed. He'd done his job. It's kind of scary sometimes, isn't it? To think if you've done your job, it's a wrap. But see, that's the good thing about the life we live. Our work is never complete.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
So I'm expecting to be around to get it done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And so he came straight up out of the water, and lo, the heavens. Well, and when you look at the word lo, it speaks of the word. Lo. Saw, and he, and it says, opened unto him, and he saw. Listen very closely to this. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove lighting upon him. John did not see. Nobody that was standing around out there saw. Only Jesus saw. The dove ascending. The Spirit of God ascending like only Jesus. There are going to be times in your life, Tony, when only you are going to see what God has for you.
Amen.
You won't be able to explain to folks why what's happening in your life is happening, because only you will know. And sometimes when only you will know, you can't find the words to express what's going on in your spirit.
Amen.
That's when we tend to lose friends.
Yeah.
He saw. The word saw means to see, implying not the mere act of looking, but the actual perception of a thing. How many heard that? The actual perception of it. That means that which was invisible was now made known. So that he could see it as it was.
Amen.
About the light upon him.
Man.
He saw the Spirit of God.
Yeah,
man. Not the Spirit of the Son. Not the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. But he saw the Spirit. That same Spirit, Pneuma, which blew the breath of life into the man.
Man.
See, most folks don't know that Jesus' name is actually called the last act.
Right.
He is actually, you don't believe me, go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Read the 15th chapter. It will tell you that the first man, Adam, was natural, but the second man, Adam, was a life-giving spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
Can you imagine being there and actually being able to see the Spirit of God? Have there been times in your life you actually thought you saw God moving for you? Guess what?
Hallelujah.
You did.
Amen.
And only you saw. And you tried to figure out a way to explain to somebody what you saw. And you just couldn't figure it out. I don't know how to tell them this. Because you said to yourself, they're going to say I'm crazy.
Right. Amen.
or they gonna call me a holy roller. So you just keep it to yourself, and you walk around about to explode. Right. Right. Just got to tell somebody. Yeah. He saw it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But he didn't see it till after he come up out of the water. Right. After he had already fulfilled the scripture.
Right.
You've got to fulfill the scripture and the purpose of God in your life.
Yes.
And I got news for you. We can prophesy and talk it on you all we want, but you have to know what your purpose
Amen.
Is.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And most folks don't know, so they try to fulfill everybody else's dreams.
That's right.
Like a dove. You know, we look at dove and we think, but you know, dove is just another form of a pigeon. Me not like pigeons. They are real messy. Amen. But he saw it like a dove. Or you can look at the dove that Noah and them saw when they were about to approach land.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah, that's some good stuff. Descending like as unto a dove. See, when you hear it says as unto, it doesn't really mean he saw a dove or a bird.
Right.
A dove represents the prosperity. Usually doves represent prosperity. Mm-hmm. Prosperity, yes. Peace. Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Most
yes.
folks that have doves, it's funny how the filmmakers come up with this crazy stuff to take a truth and turn it into an evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many ever saw the birds?
Yeah.
What caused all that commotion? A pair of doves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was. They filmmakers use the goodness of God to turn it into a curse by twisting it, saying that because of those doves, all the other birds in the world wanted to attack people.
Yeah, right.
When I see these movies, I laugh at them, and you know what comes to my mind? How demented the mind of that person is that wrote it.
Yeah. Right.
Because the only thing gonna come out of a man is what's in him. Let's get on. We gotta get going. We gotta get going. We gotta come back tonight. Hear me, great. Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
A dove, lighting. The word lighting means to appear, to bring, to grow, to pass, or to go from one stage to the next. Upon. The word upon means proceeding from. When you see when it says lighting on, it doesn't mean that it was actually landing on him. What it's talking about, it was proceeding from him. When he came up out of the water and he saw the spirit of his father coming to him, God wasn't just going to light upon him. God was getting ready to fill him.
Yeah.
And when he fell, when the light upon him, or it came within him, another voice came. And lo, a voice from heaven. Remember, listen. The first one said, what did the hardest go? It said, and lo, the heavens opened up.
Yeah.
But now it changes, it says, a voice from heaven, not heavens.
Amen.
Babe, God spoke straight from the throne.
Come on now.
He spoke straight from the throne.
Yes.
And he said, lo and behold. This is my beloved son.
Mm.
We know beloved is a special epithet for them that God loves.
Mm-hmm.
Son here has a special meaning because it talks about descendant or a child. And you have to understand something. Nobody heard God saying this but Jesus. It was important for Jesus to hear this. Why was it important for Jesus to hear that the Father said, "This is my beloved Son"? Because now he knew that he had obeyed and fulfilled Scripture.
Amen.
It gave him the ability to change one dispensation into another.
Amen.
We're now leaving the everlasting gospel and we're moving into the history of the gospel. The gospel of good news.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's what God filled him with, the gospel of good news. That's why when he came up out of the water and he saw the spirit of his Father coming on him, when Father looked at him and saw that he had allowed himself to be baptized and then allowed himself to be filled, he looked at him and he saw himself. He said, "How? Oh, this is my beloved Son."
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
It's like when your children accomplish something.
Yes.
That you know they fought for. Now you know Jesus was kid. He was everywhere. He was doing this. He was doing that. And see, another thing that happened when the Father said, "For behold, this is my beloved Son." Joseph was no longer his father.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Right. Amen.
Mary was no longer his mother.
Come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Break it down, Pastor.
The Father was letting him know, "Son, it's time to do your ministry."
Yeah.
Amen.
Your mother and your father are still there in the flesh, but they are no longer your parents.
Man.
I'm your parent.
Man.
I'm your father.
Yeah.
I'm your mother.
Yeah.
I'm your sister.
Yeah.
I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your nephew. I'm everything that you need me to be. So look unto me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's why Jesus came along and said, "Look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith." This is my beloved Son in whom I am.
My Lord.
Well pleased. I am delighted that my Son has done the will of the Father. See, folks say, "Well, he was the Son of God," but he was the Son of Man. That's why the Bible calls him that.
Yeah.
Even though he was God's Son, he was still the Son of a man. There was just so many miraculous things that took place to get in here.
Yes.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
When you think of the fact that God brought forth a Son without the help of a man. And in Genesis, he brought forth a man without the help of a woman. There was a purpose and an intent behind him having bringing forth Jesus without the help of a man, because he wanted to cut off.
Yes,
that's right.
That's
it.
If I don't let Joseph have nothing to do with this man child being born, then nothing out of his character and his nature will influence Jesus' nature.
Amen.
Amen. You know what influenced Jesus' nature? When Mary ran to her cousin.
Right.
And John the Baptist jumped.
Yes.
That's right.
In her womb.
Yes.
And Jesus jumped and said, "That's John."
Yes.
So he didn't just meet John on the Jordan.
Come on now.
He met John in the womb.
Yes, Lord.
You have got to do this in order to do what he did in the fourth chapter.
Come on now.
Closing with this. It says, then he was led of the Spirit. Oh, Lord. Father, don't do that to me. Mean he was pushed into the trial. He was led up into a dry place where he was going to be all by himself. No help. No one to stand in the gap for. All he had was the gospel that was not flowing out of his life. And he wasn't defending himself. He was defending God. And you see, you saw how Satan came right up with he used scripture. Yeah. How many times somebody will use scripture and got you all screwed up?
Oh, yeah.
He was led up of the Spirit. Amen. Into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The word devil is translated false accuser. Slanderer. That he did all that up in on the mountain. He slandered him. He falsely accused him. He ridiculed him. But see, it said he had when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after hunger. There are going to be times in your life when you actually don't be fasting, but you'll be hungry for things. You will be hungry for things that you no longer have in your life. And you're going to have to trust in the Word of God to get you through it.
Amen.
Amen. Because circumstance, trial, and tribulation will push you to a point where that looks better than what you're dealing with now.
Amen.
I made most of my mistakes without reevaluating the situation I was about to get myself into. And then I always ask the stupidest question, Sister Brenda, how'd I get here? And I come to the conclusion, I got up out the bed, put my clothes on, and walked into that situation.
Yeah.
If I had prepared myself, immersed myself in God every morning by dying daily.
Yes.
Coming straightway up out of that which was muddy, which was grimy, which represented trial and tribulation, and was able to see the Father ministering to me. And showing me, you my beloved son. When I found myself in divers temptation, I'd have the strength to endure it and to get through it. God is doing a great work in our lives.
Yes, he is.
And a lot of times, only you can see what God is doing. Because other folks don't want to see what God is doing. Because if they actually see what God is doing in your life, that means they got to come up a little bit. And a lot of folks just satisfied with
where they are.
Amen. I've never been satisfied. I know there's always something more to this gospel that I have not seen. God that has not revealed to me. And I found there's only one way to get it, and that's to get in it and ask for understanding.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And Jesus gave us the perfect example of how to do it. When Satan was doing all this stuff, he said, man shall not live by law. I'm not going to live by my belly.
Right.
Meaning I'm not going to live by my senses. I'm going to be strengthened, fortified, and walk in the Word of God. But I shall live by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Got news for you. You are the mouthpiece of God.
Amen.
And the words you speak to yourself is the word that gets you through what you're going
through. Amen.
Jesus heard himself saying that. I'm going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, because I've come to understand it. You can't live by yourself.
That's right.
Or through yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to have God.
That's right.
He said Jesus was able to raise the dead, open blinded eyes, heal lame bodies, encourage the discouraged, heal and mend the brokenhearted.
That's right.
But he never forgot to say, I can't do nothing without my Father.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's why Paul wrote the scripture later on in the epistles, for in him we live, move, and we have our being. Because we can't do nothing without him. And if you're trying to look at yourself, you'll see why you're making so many mistakes that take you so long to recover from.
Amen.
It's time to come straightway up out of the water and stop playing in the dirty water. Come on up. I like the fact, now, it said he comes straightway up out of the water. It didn't say he rose above it. All it's saying that his mindset, he brought his head, the top of his torso, up out of the water, meaning that his mindset was no longer there in the Jordan.
Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
And we know 99% of the time, the lower extremities are controlled by what's going on up here in this bad boy.
Amen.
I'm going to learn to live by the word of God. I'm going to keep pressing and pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And it don't have nothing to do with a prize. It's talking about an anointing and a place in God. A different type of character and a different type of nature. And you have to talk to yourself. I talk to myself. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to get caught up in this no more.
That's right.
I'm not going to be moved by this. I'm going to do the best I can not to allow these things to move me.
Right.
I like that Smokey the Bear commercial. Only you can prevent smoke or fires. Only you through Christ can prevent the fires that are in your life. But if they do come, Paul gave us a remedy for it. Think it not strange. Don't get all caught up and bent out of shape because you in it.
Amen. Amen.
Keep giving God the praise and the glory for it. And keep it moving. And you will find out that next step you take isn't actually your step. It's like you walking on a cloud.
That's right. That's right.
And you're going to look back and you're going to say, man, I made it through that. I didn't even know I was making it.
That's right.
God's doing something.
Yes, he is. Amen.
It really is.
Amen.
And you will be different from anybody you ever around. And you have to accept that fact.
Yep.
You have to accept it. Because if you don't accept it, no one else will realize
That's right.
I'm not intimidated by these great men and women of God preaching the word of God. Not intimidated by anybody preaching the word.
Amen.
Because if I can't get nothing out of what you're preaching, then you ain't preaching the truth. Because if you get up and preach about acorns and Jesus get the glory, I'm going to get something out of that. I'm going to look at the squirrel taking the acorn, hide it, put it up, preparing himself for a hard season.
Yeah, hard season.
That's right.
So,
amen. You can find some good in the word.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So remember, keep it simple, saints. Don't make it hard. Most importantly, don't make it hard for yourself.
That's right.
And I think that's what we do. We spend too much time trying to be what God hadn't called us to be.
Amen.
Instead of being who he said we were.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We got folks wanting to be an apostle. And they're just a teacher. You got folks want to be a prophet and they're an evangelist. Folks don't know what they're doing because they won't come up out of the Jordan. And their minds are just cloudy. You ever got water in your ears? It does what? It stops them up.
Yes.
Right.
You hear, but you don't hear clearly.
You don't hear
right.
Clearly.
Right, it's muffled. We got to come up out of the Jordan. And we got to be able to see the heavens open up to us.
That's right.
And see the Father sending forth His Spirit in and through our lives. Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus, and see what's so good about it is, He went on to say, He said, I got to leave y'all. But I'm going to leave you somebody.
Alright.
I'm going to leave you a comforter. That the Bible says will teach you.
Yes.
Will instruct you.
Yes.
Will keep you.
Yes.
Will strengthen you.
Yes.
Will pray for you when
yes.
you don't know what
yes.
to pray.
Come on, Pastor.
Right.
He couldn't leave it unless he had it.
That's
right.
Come on.
That's right. Say that. Hallelujah.
Leave it. My goodness. Everybody's.
There's no confusion when you work as I work. There is no confusion when you are led by me. I have been the triune God from the beginning. I was the one that told Moses, the Son of God, I was the one that told Moses to come up hither and meet his covenant maker. And I translated that to the New Testament. When I stepped up out of the water, I moved into the kingdom demonstration. And that dispensation began by me. My Father and I are one, and we moved together. I was at the mountain of Sinai and gave forth the Ten Commandments at my Father's instruction. I was the one who moved in the beginning with the Father and the Holy Ghost. There's no separation with us. We are together. I am that door, and those who step into that realm shall see the Father, because they shall see Him through me. I and the Holy Ghost, I have indeed left Him, and ye are filled with Him, and I, you, the gifts are there because I have left them there by my instruction that I received for that new race. And ye are part of that new race, and ye are in me, and we are in the Father. So we are all one. Turn not to the left. Be not fooled. Be not looking for a deep word, for I am your deepness. I am your revelation. I am your way. I am your truth, and I am your life, saith the Lord.
God has taught me, never preach or teach against a man or his ministry.
That's right.
Never. But talk about and preach against ideas, ideology, that type of stuff. Things that don't align itself with the truth.
Amen.
And the Bible already tells us folks would rather believe a lie than the truth. Because the reason is because it gives them more leeway to do what they want to do.
That's right.
In spite of what the word says we should do. I'm looking for Jesus. I have friends that have churches that are Jesus only. Well, how do we deal with each other? We just deal with each other. I don't talk about what he believes, and he don't deal with talking about what I believe.
That's right.
It's not necessary.
Right.
Because the love of God conquers the multitude of sin.
That's right, that's right.
God's love is greater than flesh.
That's right.
And if you got to argue with somebody, then you don't have a point anyway. I have friends that are Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't talk about religion.
That's right.
I know how they believe, and they know what I believe. Ain't no need to argue about it.
Right.
Arguing ain't gonna change their mind, and you definitely ain't gonna change mine. God's been too good to me. I've been healed. I've been delivered. I've been set. God has blessed me. God has moved. You can't convince me. Because he is who he is. And I like the fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he'll never change. All we have to do is follow suit. And not change, but be transformed.
Amen.
By the renewing of our minds. It's a difference. When you change your attitude, character. When you're transformed, you're renewed. You're rebuilt. You're remodeled. That's why David said, Father, make in me a clean heart. Because I'm sick of this one I got. Because they don't want to do evil all day long. Amen. God said, I'm kind of upset that I even created man. Because he's a God to the place where he do evil continually. Guess what man doing once again? Evil continually. Day go past, you don't hear about some craziness going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Not just in Detroit, everywhere in the country. Somebody is doing the stupidest things. And most of them, they used to blame it on the devil. Now they just say they don't know why they did it. They figured out if they plead insanity, they might not get life or get the chair. But they are insane. If you kill 50 people, you're insane.
That's right.
You're just insane to yourself. You think that your cause is greater than theirs. I want to be like Jesus. I want to come straight up out of the water, and I want my eyes to be opened up, and I want to be able to see the Father. I don't want to just hear Him. I want to be able to see Him. And I want to hear Him say unto me, You are my beloved son, in whom my heart is delighted, because in spite of all the hell you've been through, you still managed to give me the praise.
Yeah.
That delights me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to keep it simple.
We're
going to pray this morning. There is a situation in your life that has cluttered your life, that it just caused calamity. And it boggles your mind at night trying to figure out how to reach God to get out of it. We who know God, we try to reach God and ask Him, tell the Lord, you got to show me how to get out of this.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
And 2 years later, we still ask Him. When He said, it's right there. I gave you the tool. Use it. So when my mind just go crazy about stuff, I've learned to cast down imaginations.
That's right.
And all I'm doing when I do that, I stop reasoning within myself why I'm going through what I'm going through and why what happened happened. And I give it up. And I keep it moving. I was explaining to my daughter this morning. At times it seems like I'm insensitive to different things. But I'm really not. I just see it a different way. Things that are purpose to purpose. We can't change it. But we do go to God in prayer.
Yes.
But it's up to the individual, whoever's going through it, to decide to make the same change. God will hear our prayer. But then He's looking at that person to see if they think they're worthy to pray. We got to come up. God is raising us up.
Yeah.
I am so excited about the Word of God.
Yes.
I got a wife that pushed me all the time.
Yes, amen. Yes.
She pushes me.
Yes.
I can't study too much. I can't read too much.
Amen.
And I said, no, this woman never get tired. we are, God. Nobody has to convince us. But there are times in our life we feel like we need to convince them.
Yeah.
But you can't. All you can do is show them who you are. Was the old saying, the proof is in the what? You better be a nice slice of pudding. And not be none of that sour stuff. Get Sister Denise to make you a pie. Oh, I shouldn't put that out there. I was really talking about me. I get a little bit selfish. Come down and grab somebody by the hand and we go to the throne of God. I want everything God has for me supernatural. Do I need money? Yes, I do. Do I need good health? Yes, I do. Do I need peace in my mind? Yes, I do. Do I need loved ones saved and living? Yes, I do. But you know what the word told me? He's keeping it simple. He says, seek ye first
come on now.
The kingdom of God
and
all of his righteousness.
Yeah.
And he'll add everything to you. You know what that everything is? Your heart's desire.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what it is. All we got to do is seek. Is look for. Holler out. Cry out for. Ask him. It's up to us. That's the decision he gave us. We had seek me first. You want everything out of you? Seek me. You want to be blessed financially? Seek me.
That's right.
You need healing in your body? Seek me.
That's right. That's
you need
right.
deliverance? Seek me.
Yes.
You want to
yes.
see your loved ones saved? Seek
yes.
me. You want to see them healed? Seek me.
Yes.
Everything
yes.
that we could ever and possibly ask God for, yes. want from God. He requires us to do one thing.
Amen.
Seek him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's really how simple it is.
Yes.
Just seek him. But you know why we find it hard to seek him? Because we got this stuff standing in the way.
Yes.
It gets tired. It gets weary.
Yes.
It's worn out. It gets sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
It gets tired of people. And you hit rock bottom when you get tired of yourself.
That's right.
Only bad thing about getting tired of yourself, most folks get tired of themselves, they look for another way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't never gonna get tired of me. I'm gonna get tired of my character.
Amen. Amen.
God to change my character. Transform me by the renew my mind.
Yeah.
Let me see things the way that you want me to see them and not the way I perceive them.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You just never know.
Amen.
You have no idea. We had that seminar here yesterday. And she was telling a story about a man that came in. He was had dirty clothes on, suspenders. It looked like he had a quarter to his name. Walked in Woodlawn Cemetery, and they looked at him like, what is he doing in here? He don't have no money. And bought the biggest, what do you call that thing? The biggest
mausoleum
that you could possibly be built. And the lady said, he continually adds on to it. Flower beds, and he got more buildings. He's adding on to the building. He's actually turning his mausoleum into a into a mansion. That's where his mindset is. But you don't know what a person has. You don't know who a person, what a person is going through, what trial they're experiencing when you meet them. So don't judge them because they don't have the right attitude. Some folks handle trouble better than others. Some folks handle sickness better than others. Some folks handle it being around money better than others. We all handle things differently. But you know what the good thing about it is? We're able to handle it in spite of how we do it. How do we handle it? Because we do it through Christ. And the mind of God. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I don't see a mind to raise the dead and to heal the sick and open blinded eyes. I see a mind that gave him the ability to put up with the punishment, the accusations, the persecution, the affliction that he put up with. And the very idea of knowing that after all that time he's lived, after coming up, seeing his father come down, telling how beloved, how proud of it he was, yeah, that he only had 3.5 years to do a ministry.
My Lord.
Yeah. Now you know he saw the way he was going to die.
Yeah.
He saw them dragging him through the streets. Right. He saw them putting that crown. He saw everything that had to do with his life.
That's right.
But he endured it as a good soldier.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do? We seek righteousness. We seek God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're seeking after knowledge and understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Your wisdom, not ours.
Yes.
Your mindset, not ours. Your eyes and not looking through ours. Your hearing and not through ours. Father, we're seeking those things which are above. Lord God, because we know those things that are above that come from you shall enhance our lives. Father, as you prepare us for the work that is before us. And we all have a work to do, Father, in the ministry. Regardless of how indifferent, how little, how big it may seem, there's a work for us to do. Even if it's only talking to one person about the goodness of God when the period allows itself. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to be what you want us to be. Strengthen us in our minds, strengthen us in our hearts, strengthen us in our spirits, Father. Give us that which we have need of to do your work in this earth. Father, even as you called your son, you called us. Father, we thank God that we were already in your bosom before we were even bosomed.
Hallelujah.
That you had already prepared a way of escape for us through your son. Father, we thank you today, and I pray that you would touch and minister to this people, to this body of believers like never before. Lord God, give them understanding and knowledge. When they open up their Bibles, let them see you as you are, Father, not as they've been told. Father, in the name of Jesus, minister to them through your word, Father. Let that very word that they read and that they meditate on, let it strengthen every part of their being. Let it encourage them, uplift them when they're going through. Father, when the rain is falling out upon their heads, you be their umbrella, their Penelope. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're going to do a great work in their lives. Father, you're raising them up. Some can't see what they've been called to do. But Father, you're going to reinstate it in their life. You're going to reevaluate things, and you're going to show them who they were drawn to, who they were born to be. Father, we were born to be children of the Most High God. Father, let your power, your spirit rain down deep within our hearts. Lord God, transform our minds. Renew our hearts. Father, give us a word to speak that will cause lives to be changed. Give us an idea, Lord God, that we can enhance other lives with, Lord God, with principles of your word. Father, prepare us. Get us ready to do the work in this earth. Father, we just weren't born to be born. We were born with a purpose and an intent. Father, that's why you called us back unto you, that you might use us for your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory show forth in our lives. Father, as we touch and agree this morning, no life shall be untouched. No mind shall be moved, unmoved. The heart shall not be healed. But Father, you're going to have your way today. Father, you're going to open up deaf ears, open up blinded eyes. Lord God, you're going to open up the heal the brokenhearted. Father, in the name of Jesus. But we're seeking your righteousness, Father. So we know all these things that we have need of shall be added unto us. So Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Minister to our hearts, to our minds, to our souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are your children.